Governor Andrew Cuomo could handpick appointees to serve on the board if he replaced two commissioners now serving in expired terms, one selected by former Governor George Pataki, the other from the David Paterson administration. Cuomo could also fill five vacant seats. Instead, the governor decided to save the state money by keeping the board at 14. A spokesman for the governor declined to go on tape, explaining it's a budgetary issue. The spokesman said the parole board operates efficiently and describes the appointment process as ongoing. Sophia Elijah is the executive director of the Correctional Association of New York.
The task of making decisions about parole release is a very important and serious one and requires that the commissioners have sufficient time to really review each petition and get to know something about the petitioner. My concern is that if you don't have all the people who we originally planned to have doing that job doing it, then it becomes overburdensome to the few commissioners who are appointed. So my hope is that we'll fill those positions, those vacant positions, so we can spread the workload out more. And by doing so, I think it will enable the commissioners to better review each petition and increase the number of people that they decide to release. I understand that if they don't feel that they know the person or know enough about the person, the likelihood that they're going to grant release is lower. That's not really beneficial to our society as a whole.
Elijah concedes that cost-saving measures prevail in these uncertain economic times.
Ultimately, we're going to end up keeping more people incarcerated, which is going to cost the taxpayers more money. People who do not need to be incarcerated could be better served in the community and could become contributing members to society and also become taxpayers, which certainly would benefit the entire society.
Elijah pegs the average cost to incarcerate an individual at around $56,000 a year.
If we could find a way to create the necessary programming and help people prepare to be returned to society and have the parole commissioners who can do an adequate job reviewing requests to be released to society, then those people who we release, then we provide them with the necessary support so they are working, contributing members to the community and not costing the society $56,000 a year.
The governor's spokesman reiterated that parole board appointments are, quote, a practical matter of budgetary concern, and that Cuomo feels the current number of commissioners is adequate. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.